Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Wertman, the co-author of The Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also her book Before Her Voice Was Still, which is A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS, and the time when she mothered some ducks, Journal of a Duck Midwife. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. And I thought maybe the reason I didn't hear you at first was because of the topic that I wanted to discuss today, which is procrastination.
and when Judy let me know what the topic would be, I couldn't stop myself. So I said, well, okay, but can we talk about it later? And I went on for so long that she actually believed we were going to do it.
I did. Well, I guess one procrastinator knows another. And, you know, it's a topic that I think is rarely talked about. And yet, there are very few of us. Oh, I'm sure there's some type A people who escape this problem. But I think there are very few of us who don't procrastinate doing something. I mean, it could be simply, something as serious as not doing your income tax on time, or something really trivial like, oh, I know I should have called this friend of mine, but, you know, I'll call her next week, or I guess I really should write that thank you note, but, you know, I'll get around to it. You know, something that is clearly not earth-shattering, but really is something that you ought to do. And, you know, it does have certain consequences in terms of health, because, you know, many of us might procrastinate going to a doctor or, you know, getting a certain kind of test. I had a relative who never wanted to go to the doctor because she was afraid to get weighed. She was overweight, and she just said, I'm not going to go. I don't want to know the news. You know, sometimes you might know that you're coming, you're going to get test results, and you think, do I really want to handle those results myself? And indeed, there was an article in the newspaper about not looking at test results unless you have your, you know, health provider with you to interpret it. Because, you know, people procrastinate because they're afraid of what the consequences of doing something might be. You know, procrastinate doing an assignment in school because you might not get it right. Procrastinate filling out a form because, oh, they're so difficult to do and I'm going to mess it up. You know, procrastinate going to see the doctor. Procrastinate, you know, doing something for somebody else, and many, many people procrastinate going on a diet and certainly exercising. And when people, you know, nutrition, weight counseling specialists talk about why people won't lose weight, they never bring up that word. And yet it seems so obvious. You know, I'm going to procrastinate going on a diet. Why? Because I don't want to put myself in a state of deprivation. I don't like the food. I might not lose any weight. If I go on a diet, I'll have to weigh myself to see how much weight I do. You know, I weigh now in order to know how much I'm going to lose. I want to procrastinate because something is coming up and I want to be able to enjoy the celebratory meal that's associated with it. And it occurred to me that rather than sort of playing the guilt game oneself and saying, why am I doing this, or having other people shame you, why aren't you doing this, why aren't you on a diet, why aren't you going to the gym, why are you eating all that food, I think if you are in a state of procrastination, regardless for what, I think you should ask for help. I think you should say to somebody, you know, I can't fill out this form, could you help me? Or, I'm really having problems, you know, doing this assignment. Or I'm really not sure I want to call that person because, you know, she's going to be angry at me. I haven't spoken to her for a year. Or I really am not sure I can handle this diet. Will you help me? Well, I don't really want to go to a gym because I'm embarrassed. Will you help me? And I think we don't ask for help for procrastination because sort of deep down we're sort of ashamed that we're acting that way and we feel a little bit humiliated.
Maybe, or maybe deep down we don't want to do it.
Right, but if you know you have to do it, you know, you have to do your income tax. I remember that there was a post office, a major post office in Boston, that at I think almost the 5 minutes to midnight, the day of the tax filing, they would have the people standing outside grabbing the forms as people drove by and threw them at them because people procrastinated doing their income tax until the last minute. But I think part of it is, I'm not sure I can do it. I'm sure I'm gonna mess it up. I don't really know how to get started. And if again, it's really true about dieting. You know, I don't really want to go on this diet. And I think, and in part, sometimes it might even be easier, and it might even be a placebo effect. If somebody, a doctor, were to say, you know, you'll take this pill, and you're not going to feel hungry, and you're going to feel satisfied eating salads and, you know, chicken breasts. And you're going to feel okay. Again, it could be a placebo. But if you believe it, if you believe you can do something, you might actually do it. Or you might say, look, you know, you don't want to go to the gym, but let's just go to the shopping mall and take a walk. You know, we'll climb the stairs. We won't take the elevator, the escalator. I think we really should ask for help if we know we have this problem, rather than just berating ourselves for not doing something that we really should.
Oh, I think that's absolutely fair. What I've noticed, though, is that people do have different devices, and by this I do not mean technological ones, for delaying, which isn't quite the same as procrastinating. Like,
Procrastinating is something that you know eventually you really are going to have to do.
So I know a person who doesn't start, who will only start a diet on Saturday.
Yeah, and maybe not this Saturday because it's the wrong Saturday, right?
No, but if she's going to start, it has to start on a Saturday. And she's been, you know, she's not petite, but this has just always been something that I marveled at. Like, why Saturday?
But
she does start it on Saturday. Now, the other problem is she doesn't stay on them, but that's a whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing is that sometimes, you know, you can overcome procrastination because something comes along to actually help you. I mean, for example, sometimes people start a diet because, you know, they may have a cold or the flu, I hope not, and they find they've lost a couple of pounds. Wow, you know, I've already lost pounds, so I guess I really can lose weight. Or they go with a friend, you know, to eat lunch every day because they both work in the same place and they can eat lunch together now. And the friend eats quite frugally, and you, the companion, think, well, you know, I really could do this. I can eat like she eats, and so maybe I really could stick to the diet. Or you have a companion who says, look, I'll do it with you. I think sometimes we really need help. It's like, you know, sometimes when you have kids and they never clean up their rooms, you say, oh, clean up your room. And the child feels helpless because where do I begin? And I think that's where you really need help. This is how you begin, and you know what? If you fail, the world is not going to come to an end. That's the other side of it. If you don't lose weight, if you don't fill out your form, tax form correctly, the IRS not doing very much these days anyway. If you can't get an A on your homework assignment, so what? You know, you can do it again, and I think that's not whatever is said to the dieter either. So you fail, you try again. The world's not going to come to an end. It's just common sense, and so much of it is lacking, Jill, in how we treat anything these days.
I couldn't agree more. This is why we call you Dr. Judy Wortman. Thank you very much. Food for mood.
Okay. Well, I hope we can talk next week, unless you find some reason not to.
All right.
Bye-bye then.
Wow. End the show, Jill.
I thanked her very much, Dr. Judy Wortman. They usually work. Usually she's gone.
Okay, you can hear Judy and On Demand, Robin Hood.
She was procrastinating.
Click on Demand. Click on Food for Mood with Judy Wortman. Okay.